When does he and when does he and one second. So Meir Rav Nechuya ben Akoni began the chelbe shel chaveri the ochle shul chayev she from chayev b'nei bekodim shiaruis chayev. In other words, somebody steals chayev. He wants to take it away for himself. He's a ganef, a gazlet, and then he eats it up. So we don't say komlim rabnei because he became a chuyev as a ganef, as a gazlet in the time of that boy. Even if he wouldn't eat it, he would be mechayev. Suppose it would be never made of, he would also be chayev. He just happened to eat it. And then when he ate it, he becomes a chuyev mise. So there is no connection between the two. Mashein kein. Mashinkin here by Minaseich, so Sovashmuel had boyzeich nisi chitvei, the efshel niso beloyak boy. Avulhosom efshel achile beloyak boy. Beloyak boy. So, as far as the chiyuv of chilev is concerned, so that is efshel without a boy. Mashinkin ligabi boy gochim yochil. But here, even though it's possible for him to be minasech and be mechuyev mise without making agboy if he will it. But then, here we have two mechuyevim. One chiyuv is mitzad gazlan, and one chiyuv is mitzad mazik. So memele mitzad mazik, so it's certainly bidne. If we are considering his chiyuv mitzad mazik, it's certainly bidne. When is he a mazik? When he's menasech. He's a mazik, you see. Because over there, he took away the chilev. He wanted to take it for himself, not just to be mazik. He wanted to eat it himself. So it's a real gzele. But here, when he picked it up, the wine, in order to menasech, did he want to appropriate to his own use? No. So there was a ma'ase gzeile to be mazik, like the Gemara daf tzadik chesem bevakame. Av shokle biyodei, so then he cannot say homanach kamoch. He cannot say homanach kamoch because he's mechuyev ba'ashove. So the aloche in that Gemara is that if somebody makes a kinyan in a chifetz in order to be mazik it, he is also a gazlan. So then we have to be mechayevim mitzad gazlan. We have to be mechayevim mitzad gazlan. So mele, since we have to be mechayevim mitzad gazlan, so mele, we have to resort to the mechayev of the hagboy. Now, I mean, I have to mention a certain gemara. There is a gemara in Bava Kami. Daf Samachei Omud Aleph. Yom Rabbe. The eighth line from the end of the Omud. Samachei Omud Aleph. Yom Rabbe. Haiman di gozol chvite de chamre mechavre. Mi kore shav yezuze. Vilifseif shav yedale zuze. Tavre ishasye mishalem dalet. Itma memele mishalem zuze. If somebody guzzled a chovies wine from his friend, at the time of the gzele it was worth one zuz. At the time of tashlumin, so then it is worth four zuz. So if he broke it or he drank it.
He stole it at the right time.
One second. So then he has to pay dalet. Itva mimele, if it broke by itself, he only pays one zuz. Because kol agazloni mishal mingshadag zela. So if somebody is a gazel, a chayfetz, it's worth one zuz. And the time of Amod Bedin, it is four zuz, he has to pay only one zuz.
because he doesn't do anything after the Maisak Zele. And at the time of Maisak Zele, it was only worth onesus. But so here too, if he gazled the Chamre, so Mikore Shafi Zulusif Shafi Dalet Zuze, Tavri Shasim Shalom Dalet, Itlam Mele Mishalom. The question is, if it's Tavri Shasim Shalom Dalet, does he pay Misad Mazik or Misad Gazlan Dalet? So on that point, there is a machlekes between the Ksis Acheshen and the Nisibis. The Ksis Acheshen says that he's Mechuyev Misad Mazik, and the Nisibis says he's Mechuyev Misad Gazlan. Please let me finish and please do me a favor. So, the Reb Chaim, in the piece of Torah, in Chivu Mazik, it's late, I can't. Perik Zayin Aloch Edalet. So the Reb Chaim says like the Nisibis, but he mentions the Raya from the Rambam. First of all, Reb Chaim says that it's a Gemara Mefureshes, like the Nisibis, in Bom Metzia. The same Gemara appears in Bom Metzia Daf Lamed Aleph. Mem Dal, Sal. Daf Mem Dalet Amed Aleph. No Mem Dalet. Just one second. Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Omar Rabbe, Haiman di Gozel Chvite de Chamre Mechavre, Mikore Shav Yezuze, Hashte Shav Yed Arbo, Tavro Yishasim Shalom Arbo, Itva Memele Mishalom Zuze. My time, Kibn di Yise Hadro Limore, Beine, Hayi Shaita di Koshosalei, Oy di Kotovalo Ko Gozel Mino. So the Gemara emphasized, Hayi Shaita di Koshosalei, Oy di Kotovalo Ko Gozel Mino. Kogozlomino. So mele, that means that is chayv misad gazlan. If is chayv as the ksei says misad mazik, why does the Gemara have to say kogozlomino? Komazikle. And then the Rambam in Hilchos Neiva says, in Perek Aleph Hilchos Neiva, Rabbi mentions that ligabi gazlan. Alright, gazlan pays only care. So you can say he's mechuyev misad mazik, as the Ksei says. But the Rambam mentions it in Perek Aleph Hilchos Neiva gabi ganev, that if a ganev stole a chov yeshal yayin, so bishaz gneiva it was worth his zuz, and then later on it's worth dalet zuz, so itva memele he pays a zuz, but tavre shasye he pays kefil dalet zuz. A mazik doesn't pay kev. Since the Rambam mentions Rabbi's din ligabi ganef too, and he says he pays kev for dalezus, so it's a raya mefureshes like the Nisivis. But the Chidushi Aran in Sanhedrin, in Perik Nigmar Adin, in the Sukye of Bob Machteres, it's mashma from Chidushi Aran like the Ksis. But from the Rambam, she takes mefuresh. The like the Nisibis, the Tavrul Shasye is Chayev Mitzad Gazlan, and Mele by Ganev, he's Chayev Mitzad Ganev. If he's a Gazlan, so he's Chayev Mitzad Ganev Tavrul Shasye. If he's a Gazlan, he's Chayev Mitzad Gazlan. If he's a Ganev, he's Chayev Mitzad Ganev. Why? So Reb Chaim mentions this Gemara of Tzadik Ches. Hani Mele Da'adi Adui. Avol Shokle. And he cannot tell him manach kamoch, because manach kamoch is shayar by mazik. There is no chiv ashove. Gazlan is chiv ashove. He cannot say manach kamoch. So what kind of aloch is mentioned here? That if a person takes a chayfetz, in order to be mazik it, he doesn't want to use it, but he hates the other person so much, so he takes his chayfetz in order to mazik it, in order to destroy it. He is not interested in a clothes for eating to his own use. So he's also a gazlan. He's also a gazlan. Why? Because the halacha of Rabbi is So the halacha is that when a ganef or a gazlan is mazik the chifes agonuf the chifes agozul, so the maisik gzeila is considered as a repetition of the act of gzeila. It's special aloch in gazlan that like this, that if a gazlan like this, a gazlan has to make a kinyan, but if a gazlan made a kinyan and then he's maziket, so the hezek is considered like a duplication, a repetition of the act of gzeila. If he's a gazlan, so it's considered like a duplication, a repetition of the act of gzeila. 1 second. But and if he's a ganef, it's considered like a duplication or repetition of the act of neve. So mele, that's why the Gemara says that tzadik ches, that if somebody takes the madveye from his friend's hand in order to throw it into the Yamagodol, so he's also a gazlan. Because suppose he would take the matbeya in order to appropriate it to his own use, and then he would decide to throw it away, so then it would be considered as a duplication and a repetition of the act of Zele. So mimele, when you take Alminas Ligzeil, when you take Alminas Lahazik, is considered Likich Alminas Ligzeil. In order to be Chayvus at Gazlan, you have to take Alminas Ligzeil. If you take Shaloy Alminas Ligzeil, not. But only if the Likich is Alminas Ligzeil. But the question is, when you take Haudem at Beye, in order to throw it into the Yam, it's not Alminas Ligzeil, it's Alminas Lahazik. The answer is no, it is Alminas Ligzeil. Because of Tavr Vishasim Shalom Dalet Hai Shaite Hudiko Gazlemine. So in other words, when the Gazlan is Mazik the Chayf is a Gozl, it's a duplication of the act of Gzele. So Mimele, when at the very outset he takes it, he makes a Kinyan in order to be Mazik, it's a Likiche, it's a Kinyan on Maslik Gzele. But he mentions mentions Yerushalmi at the beginning of Perik Akenes. So the Mishnah in Akenes says, Hoitziu listim chayovim. The halacha is, if listim a gazlan, the gazels say sheya, and then a sheya is mazik. So they have to pay, not the owner of the sheya, but the gazlan. Because a gazlan is considered like a bailim ligabi chiyuv nizoki. So the Yoshatez was mentioned beginning of Akenes, lo yishanu elo kishu yitziu al minas ligzeil, avol yitziu al minas liabeit, einu yistim chayor. So the question is, there is a stira between the halacha is that the gazlan is considered to bailim ligabi chiyuv nizoki. That's why the Mishnah says, Hoitziu listim chayor, the first Mishnah Akenes. Then the Yerushalmi says, only Yitzu listim on Masli Gezle. They took out the behemoth because they wanted to appropriate the behemoth to their own use. And then they didn't wash the behemoth was mazik, so the listim achai. But suppose the listim took it out from the bailin because they wanted to cause damage to the bailin, but agavuche, the behemoth, as it was walking, was mazik. Then the listim are not chayv. Why? Because then they're not gazloni. Why aren't they gazloni? Because in order to be a gazlan, you have to take it in order to appropriate it to your own use. And here, they didn't take it out on Nasli Gezle. They took it out only on Nasli Abde. So that's not like the Gemara that Tzadik Ches. The Gemara that Tzadik Ches says that even if somebody takes out the coin, not appropriate to his own use, but to throw it into the Yam, into the ocean, he's also chayv as a gazlan. So Rav Chaim says there's a difference between the case in Borokame and the Yerushalmi Nakins. The case of the Borokame, so he took out the coin in order to be Ma'abed B'Yodayim. So then, since by Gazlan there is Aloche that Hezek B'Yodayim constitutes a duplication of the act of Kleile. So Mimele, when somebody makes a kinyan in the coin, he picks up the coin in order to be Ma'abed B'Yodayim, so it's considered Lokhal Nasli Geisel. Even though it is to perform Hezek, but by Gazlan, the performance, the commission of the Hezek B'Yodayim is a duplication of the Gzele. Some male is considered Lokhal Nasli Geisel. Mashenken over there, if the listim would take out the behime in order to shoot the behime to be mazing B'Yodayim de Nachaname. But before they manage to shoot it, and before the behemoth dies from the shot, so the behemoth is mazik, then they would mechuyev. Because since the halacha is that when the gazlan is mazik, so the maisa hezek b'yodayim constitutes a duplication, a repetition of the gzele, as if he was gezelet again, some mimele, he would be higher for the Nizok because he's a Gazlan. But here the Yerushalmi says Lo yishono leshish sheitziu esabeimo al menasle geizlo aval yitziu al nasle abdo. It doesn't mean al nasle abdo to shoot it, to kill it, but al nasle abdo that he should get lost by itself, not to do a hezek b'yodayim, but to cause a hezek memele to the behime. So memele, when a gazlan causes a hezek memele to the tachifetz, then he does not duplicate the maisek zele. Only when a gazlan does a hezek beyodaim to the chifetz agozel, so that constitutes a duplication, a repetition of the maisek zele. So in Achname, if the listim would take out the behime in order to shoot the behime, in order to kill it, so then, and then before they kill it, it would be mazik, they would be chayef. But here the Yerushalmi talks of a case where the listim took out the behime in order that behime should get lost by itself to cause a hazard memele to the behime. So memele, that wouldn't constitute a duplication of the Maisek Zele. So Mimele, it's not Lokhal Masli Geizlo. So Mimele is not Chayef to pay. So now, Teisa says, V'yishlim v'sova shmuel da'agboye tzorech nisachu tvei, di'efshach v'nisob le'agboye, avol hosom אפשר להכיל בלויג בויה. די בויה גוחים ויוכל. In other words, over there, so he didn't take the חילף חבירה in order to be מזיק. He took the חילף חבירה in order to appropriate for his own use.
Eat it.
So he's a regular gazlan. You don't have to resort to the aloche of Rabbi, Dav Tzadik Chesim Bovakami. That if somebody makes a kinyan in a chifetz in order to perform a hezek b'yodayim, so it's considered like lokhal nasle geizlo because of tavre of rabbi's din. There it's irregular gzele. He gazled it or he stole it in order to appropriate it to his own use, to become the baal of it, not to be mazi. All right, he'll eat it, he'll destroy it too. But then he'll destroy it because the way a bailim destroys when he eats something. So the kinyan was al das to gazle it. So mele we say geinef chalbish al chavere v'ochle shu chayev, so he becomes mechuyev solely on the basis of the lichicha, not on the basis of what he intends to do. Whether he'll eat it or not eat it, he'll also be chayev. Suppose somebody steals or he guzzles chilev and then he decides not to eat it, he will not be chayev, he'll still be chayev. because it's a regular gzeila. So mele, since there we have a regular gzeila, and it's not a gzeila on the basis of the thing that he expects to do to the chilev. Somebody steals chilev. He's a regular ganef, he's a regular gazlet. So then we, and then he eats it. So how can we say come the rabnei? It's a regular, he's a regular gazlan. The mechayev is the agboye. Whether he eat it or not eat it doesn't make any difference, because he stole it in order to appropriate it his own use. Whether he eat it or not eat it, he's a gazlan, he's a ganef. Some mele, he became a chuyev solely, exclusively, on the basis of the likiche. It was a likiche almanas legezlo, pure and simple, not a likiche almanas laziko, but likiche almanas legezlo, pure and simple, like every ganef, like every gazle, like every gazle. Somebody steals vegetables from his store, he steals meat from the butcher, so then he eats it. So he's chayev because he ate it. He stole it. He gazled it. So the mechayev is the likicha itself. Some mele Shmuel is made that we can't apply the aloha of common rabbi, because it's not bidne. The chiyuv momen takes effect at the time of the agboye. Whether he did it or not did it, it's not important. Who cares? He decided to eat it. Suppose he decided not to eat it. Suppose he decided to keep it as in the freezer, never to eat it. So he'll still be chay. It doesn't make any difference. It was a real gzele. It is a likiche al menas legezel. But then he ate it. So that's not a mice. That's not a mechayev. It's not a factor in his chiyuv momen. The eating is a factor in his chiyuv chorus, but not in the chiyuv moment. Mashein kein, in the case where somebody picks up a barrel of wine solely in order to be menaschet lavrizor, solely. So then it's not a regular gzele, it's not a likicha al menas legezlo, it's a likicha al menas lahaziko. But there is a special aloche, the Gemara of Rabbit, Afzadik Ches, that if a person takes out the Mabeye from Shimon's hand, Reuven takes out Shimon's hand, with the intention to throw it into the Yam, so then it's also a gazlan. And Reb Chaim makes a distinction, because there is a stira between the Gemara of Afzadik Ches and the Yerushalm at the beginning of Akenes, that lo yishonu el shuitziu listim al nasle geizlo avo yitziu al nasle abdo is potter. So we see that when does one become a gazlan with behime? Only if he takes it out al nasle geizlo to appropriate it to his own use. But if he takes it out in order he should get lost, he's not a gazlan. And here he takes him at bay in order to throw it into the yam, it should be destroyed, so he's also a gazlan. So Reb Chaim makes a distinction over there on that tzaddik ches, he takes it in order to commit hezek b'yadayim. There on the Yerushalmi, he takes it with the intention to commit to occasion a hezek b'mele. So when does he, in order to be gazlan, he has to be likeya the chayfetz al menas legezlo. Not, but so why al menas laziko? He's also a gazlan because of Rabbis Halacha. Tavro ishasye mishalom dalet bahi shaite dikogozolet. Not as the Ksei says misad mazik, because that's the aloche that he maisa hezik ani chifes hagozol ani gozol constitutes a duplication, a repetition of the maisa tzeila. And by ganef it constitutes a duplication and a repetition of the maisa tzeila. So mele is considered lok omnas legezlo. But only in Mais Hezeb Yodayim constitutes a duplication, a repetition of the Maisik Neve, the Maisik Zele. But a Hezeb Mele does not constitute a duplication, a repetition of the Maisik Neve or the Maisik Zele. Some Mele in the case, so that's why Tesis says, די סאב שמעל אגבוי צוך ניס חטוויי די אפשאל ניס בלי אגבוי אבל הוס אמ אפשאל אחיר בלי אגבוי סו יז די קאשע בוט ג'סט איז אובר דיי איז אפשאל טו טו יד איט and become a chuyef kores without agboye, so here too it's efsha to roll the bottle or the barrel on the floor without and be chayev mise mitzad minaseich and without making agboye. The answer is over here, so there was no actual maisek zeile, because actual maisek zeile means a likichas achifetz al nasl gezel, but not al nasle abit, but al nasle abit biyodayim, then it's considered a likich al nasle gezlo because of rabbis halocha, because of azloch. So the mechayev is both, not only the agboye, but the agboye plus the ultimate hezek biyodayim, because if not for the fact that the ultimate hezek biyodayim will constitute a duplication of the maisek zeile, then it would be like lokhom masli abdov as the Yerushalmi. The only difference is because over there is no hezek biyodayim, so it's not lokhom masli gezlo. And over here there is hezek. The ultimate hezek is a hezek biyodayim, and the hezek biyodayim by gazlan is considered a duplication of the original Maisek Zeile, so Mimele is considered Lokhan Masle Gezlo. So we have two Mechayim. We have the Mechayim of the Agboye now and the Nisach later on. Because, and since at the time of the Nisach it will be Bidne, so Mimele we say Kamun Ramne. In other words, we have two Mechayim here. Because here, in order to be chayev mitzad gazlan, so we have to be mitzarev the ultimate hezek biyodayim. So mele, there are two mechayvim, there are two factors that make him liable. The kinyan, but the kinyan is not a kinyan on nasli gezlo unless it will be coupled with the hezek biyodayim later on. And the hezek biyodayim is an essential ingredient in the maisek zeile, because without the hezek biyodayim later on, which is simultaneous with the chiyuv mise, so then he won't be chayev, because then it will be just lokhol nas leavdo, like the Yerushalmi Akenes. Why is it different than the Yerushalmi Akenes? Because by gazlan, hezek biyodayim is a duplication of the original Maisek Zeile. So mele is considered the time of the Agboye, it's Agboye on Nasli Gezlo. But you have the mitzar of it, the future Maisa Hezek Biyodayim, the Nisuch. And that Nisuch is simultaneous with the Chiyuv Mise. So mele we say, Kom Ramni. This is the Pshat Mise. All right.
Tomorrow
this year. We finished the Gemara after the Lord said is that she is going to have in the end of the Medallah. Okay. But we didn't go over the small tases. The Edim Zeni. So, the Priya mentions Edim Zeni among the Chavdala Dovis Nizik. Edim Zeni. Pir Shrivo, the Afilushirim al Pio Idim Zemim im Chayobi, Lishaya Bimomin Kasha Zoman Veloi Kasha Osu, the Efsha Bachazore, the Rimi Foresh Litzoy Chlai Taime, the Gabimomin Mechaibulin Bikavachemea, the Gabimomin Ainsh Minadin, Behoda Mrinum Bimakis, Hogin, Rogin, Haim Shmid Hosom, and Ein Shmid Adim. So both the Rivo and the Ri agree that by Momein, even if you already paid business Mechayevim, let's say, to pay a certain sum of money, So and then the Edim came and were mazim, the original Kat Edim. So he met how the Yiddish Baba. But even after he paid, even if the Azone took place, after the Edim paid money, still there is a din of Kashazam. The question is why? So according to Rivo, because by moment it's never kashos, because it can be restored. Mise cannot be resurrected, but moment can always be restored, so there is never a situation of kashos. And the Rio, there's the Rivo, and the Rio says no, by moment if it paid it's also, but the reason is why we say kashos more. Kasha. Last kasher, kasher zolam last is lochi, not kasher also, because he mentioned again, because otherwise there would be kalachina. If he is chayef in the case of zoma, in the case of also, he should certainly be chayef. But in ancient adin, the moment is ancient adin. Where the moment is ancient adin or moment is not ancient adin, is in achleikis. Tesvus, the first Tesvus on the basement of Kama says that there is a machlekit between our Gemara and the Mechil. According to the Mechilte, we apply in ancient Adin to Momin as well, and according to our Gemara, so we don't apply the aloche of ancient Adin to Momin. So the Momin is ancient Adin. The Rashba says, there is no stira, only Baal is an ancient Adin, but Mami in general is ancient Adin. So in other words, Davi apparently agrees with the Rashba. Davi agrees that Davi apparently agrees with the Rashba that by Mami it's ancient Adin, and the Mechilta that says Gab Beir in ancient Adin, the Rashba says that's only Beir, because the Beir is passive and then it comes to the Mazik. So there it's in ancient Adin. Mashein Kein Gab Momein, so then Momein in general it's ancient Adin. So Mele Baidim Zemimim is chuyif to pay even if the Azome took place after he paid. And not because of the reverse time, because that's Shabbat Hazore, so it's always Zomam, it's never also. It is also. But also, is also high. Also, is also high. So, in other words, so when the Ri says that also is high by moment, because by moment is ancient Adin. So that can accord with Teisve Shitti. It certainly can accord with Teisve Shitti, because Teisve Shitti is our Gemara holds the tension in Adin Momin. How about the Rashba Shitti, who says that by Momin is an Ishim Nadin? By Momin is that by Momin is that there is no steering. And the Rashba says there is no stira, that generally speaking by Momin is ancient Nadi. But in the Mechilte, that's only Be'er. But we explain the Rashba Shitti. Why is Be'er distinguished? Because by Be'er, inasmuch as he is passive and the Nizek comes to the Mazik, so then the Mechayev is the Ma'isa Avera Flishman. Other Mazikin where he's active, and the Mazik comes to the Nizek, so we don't have to resort to the Avere of the Mazik. Without Avere, he's mechuyev to pay for any damage that he caused. Without Avere, even if it's better than that. Mashin kin beir. So there, since he's passive, and Nizek comes to the Mazik, so without the fact that there is an Avera of Lishmer, and he wouldn't be Chayev. He's only Chayev because of the Avera of Lishmer. But Adam Azikin, it's not based upon the Avera of Lishmer. So Mele, do we have to say that the Rishite can only accord with Teis Rishite? Because Teis Rishite is that according to our Gemara, in Eish Nadin doesn't apply to Dinamomenes. So Mele, the Rishite can agree with it. Mashenkin, according to the Rashbo, that in Eishim Nadin does apply to certain Dinamomenes, to Beir, but it does in Eishim Nadin, but it doesn't apply to Adam Nizikin. Why? Because he's active and the Mazik comes to the Nizik. But here we are dealing with the Nizemimim. And the Nizemimim now. So and the Gemara says that this price holds like Rabbi Akiva, that it is misknas. So it is misknas according to the lomdes of Tisves, that there is no difference between Beya and Adam Azikin. But there is a machleket between our Gemara and the Rashbo. According to our Gemara, the exercise of a nation Nadin doesn't apply to the Momenes. So all the Momenes, it's a nation Nadin. Some Mele, that we could go along with Teis Veshite. Because the nation Nadin doesn't apply to the Momenes. Masha'inki, according to Rashbo, who says there is no machlekes. And the Mechilte agrees with our Gemara agrees with the Mechilte in regard to Beya. And Mechilta agrees with our Gemara in regard to the Adam Azikin. Why is Beir different? Because Beir is based upon the Ma'is Avera. But here in Mzim is Knas. Knas is certainly based upon Ma'is Avera. That's how the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs defines Knas. That is an Enish, it's a monetary Enish. In other words, there is an Enish of Mise, there is an Enish of Goles, there is an Enish of Malkes, and there is an Enish of Momin. That's Knas, Keful, Talvei. May Tzishemra, May Yezuz, Yez Mufate, Chamish Mzuz. So, an Enish, Maisa Knas is certainly based upon Maisa Vere. In Momen, we can consider, is it based upon Maisa Vere or it's not based upon Maisa Vere? But according to the Rashbo, that there is no Machlekes between Mechilt and our Gemara, so that means it all depends, according to Mechilt and according to our Gemara. If it is together Einesh, it's based upon Ma'is Avere, then Einesh Madin. And Beir is together, is based upon Ma'is Avere. But if it's not based upon Ma'is Avere, it's nothing to do with Ma'is Avere. Even when it's better Gomo, he still is responsible to pay for the damage that was caused to him. So then it's Einesh Madin, it's not an Einesh. Now, but according to the Rashbo, so where it is, partakes of the nature of Enish, then it's Enish Madin, and that's Beya. Halachas Kama v'chamo idim zeimim that is Knos Mamesh is certainly based upon Ma'is Avera. So in other words, the Ri can only accord with Teis Veshite, but cannot accord with the Rashbo Shite. Because according to the Rashbo, so where it's based upon Ma'is Avera, then we say Enish Madin, and Knas is certainly based upon Ma'is Avera. So the Ri can only accord with Teis Veshite. And that's all right, because the whole Tesis, that base is the Shita of the Ri. The Tesis agree, but it's the Shita of the Ri. So one is in line with the other. Now, so here, the Rivo and the Ri, they both agree that even Shilei, so there is an Enish Azomi. But the question is why? So according to Rivo, because it's not also. It's still Zoman because the Shabbat Hazorah. According to the Ri, it is also. It's not Zoman. But also is also high. But both agree that by Mzeimim there is a Din Vazome even if she. However, Shimon Kubetz just mentioned the name of Rabbi Yonosan, he's Chelik. And he says, When is he? When is Chayev? When I read him Zim Chayev, if the Azomet took place before the paid, but if the Azomet took place after the paid, then it is Zim not Chayev. He's Chayev. Zeimim vidavke kishehuzmu vadayin lishilei mishayid olav shim shilei loimechayev dechzeres hakosifu dechziv laaseis v'loi shekvar oso Rabbi Nosson zal. So Rabbi Nosson is chelik on the rivor and on the ri, and he holds that we apply the aloha kashazolam likashor oso ligabimomin also. But so as far as the tiny of Inshmiyadin is concerned, so he holds like the Rashba that wherever it's based upon the Ma'is Avere, so then we apply, so it's Begedar Enesh, so we apply the din of in Inshmiyadin. So in Meile we say Kasher Zomam Lui Kasheros, Kasher Zomam Lui Kasheros. And as far as Efshab Chazor is concerned, so Rabbi Nosson agrees with the Ri that the fact that it's Efshab Chazor does not mean that it's still Kasher Zomam. Well, right, it can be restored. But the fact is that it was paid, so the mail is considered Kasher Zomam. Now, but all these Rishenim, they agree that there is a machlekes, Rabbi Nosson, and the Ri, and the Rivo, so the machlekes between the Rivo and the Ri, why it is in Machayefim if the Asomet took place after the Tashrim. And Rabbi Nosson holds that in Achname, he does not apply the Din Asomet if the Asomet took place after the Tashrim. But Ligavi Malkes, it seems everybody agrees that we apply the aloha of Kasher Zomam Lui Kasher Oso, because Teisa discusses whether by Momin we apply aloha of Kasher Oso, but Malkes, so the implication is definitely we say Kasher Zomam Lui Kasher Oso. But the Rambam Shit is not only by Momin we don't apply the aloha of Kasher Zomam Lui Kasher Oso, even by Malkes we don't apply. The Rambam in Perikov Mul Chasidus Halach Aleph and Bey says, "In Edim Zemin Yarogin, Viloy Loikim, Viloy Mishalmin, Ashiyu Shneem Ruin Leides, Viozumu Shneem Achashnim Adin. Aval Imuza Mechot Mem Bilvat, Oishuhuzmu Shneem, Kedim Mardin, Yachad Mardin, Vinim Zeachem and Korav Apostle, Ein Enoshi, Aval Pishuhuzmu Vinifsalu, Licholeide Shabatir. Near then aloha base, near at Zeshi Yid Olof, Vakahuzmu, Ein Rogim in Adin, Shenema Kasher Zomam Lasseis, Vadaim Lioso, Vidorzem Pianoboy. All the Rishenim mentioned the expression Kasher Zomam Kasher Oso, even though this expression is not found explicitly in the Gemara. But all the Rishenim mentioned, the Rambam, Rashi, Teisves, all the Rishenim from Betzes, they mention Kasher Zomam Kasher Oso, so it's in the Rapport. But in Gemara, the expression Kasher Zomam Kasher Oso is never found. We'll soon see the Rosh Hashanah Gemara. Hog ein rogi. But The Gemara doesn't mention that the reason is because Kazon Kashosso. But Rishenim said, Teisves, Rashi Makis, they're the base. Dav Beis Amid Beis, the first line. Uma seikel in Niskal, Eidim shalo yuzmo achin neraganidin, vahakin huzmo in orogin, kid amrinu yifir kin hog in orogin, dirxiv kasher zomam veloi kasher os. All of a sudden you mention it, but let's see whether this is mentioned, whether you know. It's magal bepumedin shikazon kasher os, who doesn't know that? But the Gemara doesn't mention the expression kasher zomam kasher os. Let's see the Loshna Mish. Daf, hey, on the days. Ein oedim zemin in a rogin at she gomer adin. Sha zdukim eimrim at she yorek. The zdukim, they were kifa with Yerusha Baal Peh. So of course, they did not accept the aloche that hogin rogin. But not only they did not accept the aloche, hogin rogin, they said that the only case where we do meet out in Shazome is Dafkehog, but Nigmaradin, we don't meet out in it. Just the reverse of the Allah. Shazduki Meimri Machi Orik, Shenema Nefesh, what's their Mokia? Nefesh, the Torah says by Zim, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, that means that the person is dead. Omrim Chachomim Varik for Nema Vasisan Likashazomam Vasis Lochiv Vari Ochiv Kayo. The Torah says Vasisan Likashazom Vasis Lochiv. If you say that the Haloche of a Azome is only when the Nidin was already executed, how can the Torah say Vasisan Likashazom Vasis Lochiv? It doesn't exist anymore. So from the Gemara it's mashma that how do we know that Kashroso is potea? Because the Torah talks of the case where Dochiv is Kayom. When is Dochiv Kayom? If he wasn't executed. If he was executed, so then the Dochiv is not Kayom. Vim Kain, Lomo Nema Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. But they ask a good question, how can we say that even without it implies only that if the mezimim come before the Gmar Din, then there is no inyan shazam. Only if the mezimim come and amazim the nizumim after the nidin was Nigmar Din. There's the pshat and there's the pshat. So then the Gemara says, Tani, the Rebbe Imea, lo yorgun arogin, hogin arogin, omaroviv, ma, lafka lachimo. I mean, why you say that hogin arogin, isn't it kalachimo? If lo yorgun just there was just a conspiracy, an attempt to be here again. So there is an inish when the attempt was, when the attempt was completely implemented and consummated, is certainly should have. Lafka lachinel. Omaleil maditonu rabbeinu shenei shimadin. Titanya, how do we know in ancient Latin? Titanya is a sheik, has a his basso, basibe, a little basso, shalloy basasimi, u basimi shalloy basso, basimi basso with minayin, tamlimaras a his gilo, actually a maish libidin, un ashlo basso, shalloy basime, u basimi shalloy basso, basso basimili kolchkin, holomadish in ancient Latin, because the Torah spells out that a his basso. Heavy sister, only that's how. So it's high, of course. Achei say, Basimei, not of if it's also high. then there's an extra posik that says that if he's, she's both, achisi basod basimi is also chayv. So the question is, why did the Torah have to mention a separate posik that he's chayv even when she's both? We have a posik that hefi's sister achisi basod is chayv. We have another posik that hefi's sister achisi basimi is chayv. So it's kavachina. Yes, we call Simon. Why did the Torah have to spell it out? The Torah spelled it out to advise us that only here is chayv because the Torah spells out. But if the Torah did not spell it out, I couldn't be mechayv. But it's kalachina. We cannot be mechayv misa, a person on the basis of kalachina. On the basis of kalachina. That's the Gemara. Now let's see a Lashna Amar. נרג זה שיעידו עליו ואחר כך הוזמו אינו נרוג מן הדין שנאמר כאשר זומם לעשייס ועדיין ליוס וידוב הזה מן דעקבון אבל אם לא כזה שיעידו עליו איז לי so the Rambam says that even by Malkus we don't apply the halacha of כאשר זומם ולא כאשר עוס וכן אם יוצא המון מיד זה ליד זה בידוסון חיזה ליבורוף ומשלמולי that's because אפשר חזור but the Rambam this is a big achidish not only במומי but there it is very simple to understand why it's not considered also because it can be restored but in Malkus it cannot be restored we still say that it's chayev and we don't apply the aloche of kashazon and kashos So, there is a Reb Chaim Staretz, and that Reb Chaim Staretz is very mefusim in all the yeshivas, but I'm sorry, the Reb Chaim is quoted incorrectly. The way they all mention it in all the yeshivas, he's quoted incorrectly. Yeah, I don't know whether you saw, I mean, Chiddush Torah by people, and even by some Rosh Yeshivas, they mention Reb Chaim, they praise it, and the Seir Reb Chaim says the reason is why by Malkus we don't apply the aloha kashazom le kashroso even if the azome takes place after the nidin got Malkus because if the edim on izumim so it isn't true he wasn't chayv Malkus so it's tam shmitz it's not Malkus it's tam shmitz but that doesn't make sense tam shmitz so misa too Sie stamm gehaget. I mean, why is it stamm schmitz? So the answer is, true, it's stamm gehaget. Of course, if the amizim, that means he wasn't Michal Shabbos, he wasn't even Abizore, he didn't kill. He's an innocent person. So Memele, what he got was not, does not have Mrs. Chalisha, Mrs. Bezden. He says Chalisha, Mrs. Bezden. If he's chayev, but if he's innocent, and still we have aloha kashazom kasher also, why shouldn't we say it ligame malkus too? This is not what Reb Chaim says. He doesn't say it at all. I don't know why. They all mention the name of Chaim, Stam Schmitz. No, that doesn't make sense. Reb Chaim says something else. Reb Chaim says, because by Malkus there is a special aloche of the nikle ochichole inech. So Malkus has to be done by best. Doesn't mean it's not a chivish begufe that the dayonim have to hit him. So there is a shliya best. He's a policeman, but it's done by best. It has to be done bifnei best. Misa does not have to be done bifnei bezden in the country. Bisa skile was quite a distance from the place of bezden, and bezden doesn't even see when the person is executed. Yadoidim tiyeve v'risheino, but bezden is not present. So it's true that when a person is executed, so the kiyum mitzvah is done, is attributed to the best, because it's done al pi best, but it doesn't require ma'isa best. It is done by the edim, by the Eidim, without Bezdin being present, and Baritzeach, it's done by the Gel Adam. It's not in Maise Bezdin. Mashein came by Malkes, there is Aloha v'niklo achicholin echo. So it has to be done b'fnei Bezdin, and if it will not be done b'fnei Bezdin, even al pi Bezdin, but not in the presence of Bezdin, so it's not Malkes. So mele, that means that Bezdin, it's a Maise Bezdin Malkes. It's a Maise Bezdin. It's considered that Bezdin gives out a Malkes. It's not a mitzvah shebigufe that Bezdin mamish has to hit him. So there's a Shliya Bezdin. But it's a Maise Bezdin in the sense that Bezdin has to give the Malkes. Mitzvah doesn't have that Bezdin is not even around. So Meile Reb Chaim says, if he's Nizem, so Meile it's not V'nikle Ochicholei Necho. So then Bezdin doesn't have jurisdiction. When is Bezdin distinguished from many other people? If Bezdin has jurisdiction. But if Bezdin doesn't have jurisdiction, so Bezdin is like strangers. They can be the Bezdin HaGodol themselves. But if they don't have jurisdiction, so they don't have a Chalish in Bezdin. They have a Chalish in Bezdin when they have a jurisdiction over a certain case. So Mele, since the Aloche, the Kiyum of Malkes, is Aloche of Iniklach, Echolinecho, and then the Akama Aloche, as the Mishnah Marcus mentions, suppose they put him al Amut to be Malkim, and then something happened to him out of the embarrassment, so he passed water. So the Aloche is that he's potter of Malkes. That in itself is Malkes. That in itself is Malkes. It's not that he's potter. Furthermore, suppose they put him for Malkes and then he stood up and he ran away. He's also potter of Malkes. Why? Because Malkes is considered fulfilled. So it doesn't have to be mamish Malkes as long as there is a niklo because of Malkes. So if he was put al amud, they laid him down for Malkes and then he escaped, so he also was embarrassed because of the Malkes. If he runs away before he's put al amud, then it's the Venukoi has nothing to do with the Malkes. But after he was laid down, Al Amut, to get the Malkes, he escapes. So he's Potter. So in other words, so it's Aloha V'niklo Chicholinecho. Since it's Aloha V'niklo Chicholinecho, so if they are Nizem, so Bezdin doesn't have any jurisdiction over him. So it's not Bifnei Bezdin. It's not b'fnei Bezdin. This is what Reb Chaim says. Nicht Stam Schmitz. But it's not b'fnei Bezdin. All right. That's Reb Chaim starts. That's Reb Chaim starts. It sounds egoin like. It is egoin like. That's probably the only Reb Chaim that is egoin like. That's why certain yeshivas adopted this Reb Chaim more than any other Reb Chaim. Because it's going like, but it's not the way they repeat Reb Chaim. They say Reb Chaim says Stam Schmitz. No, there's no Stam. There's no such thing as Stam Schmitz. So it's Stam Geharge too, because it's Halacha of Bnei Bezdin. So if he didn't do the Avera, he didn't eat Nevela. So Bezdin has no jurisdiction. So it's like getting Malkes in the presence of these outsiders, not Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't mean Bezdin. In general, they are Bezdin. It means they have to act as a Bezdin in this particular case. He didn't do it. They have no jurisdiction. They thought they have jurisdiction. But Tlapishmai is Galia, they had no jurisdiction. They're not a Bezdin. So it's not V'nikla Ochich Olinach. This is what Reb Chaim says. Now, then the question is, there's a kash. Reb Chaim himself has that kash. Monefshach. If by Malkes
So if the anism, it's not true, so there is no malchus, so it's never kashos, so it should never be kashosoma either. Kashosoma means zomam lasis, but if somebody will be zomam to do something that can never be implemented, so it's not zomam. When two edim come and say, Ruvain was Mechal Shabbos, he's chayev mise, so it could be implemented. Let's say he'll get a mise. But if it is such an edes that even when it's implemented, it's only appears to be implemented. It's not implemented because it's not bifnei bezdin, so it's not zomamida. So Chaim says that's the devar poshut. As far as also is concerned, so we have to consider it from the objective perspective, whether b'mtzias objectively it is also not. As far as zomam is concerned, we do not have to consider it for objectively, but only subjectively. If according to the Eides it is zomam, so then it's considered zomam. The Raya is midimonu b'kleinishu ben chushes, the excellent Raya, midimonu b'kleinishu ben chushes ben chlutzo, ein emrim yose ze ben chushes ben chlutzo. Why? Kashozoma, because vasisam loy veloy lizar. So gzeros akosuf. If we didn't have gzeros akosuf of vasisam loy veloy lizar, so then the halacha would be, if we didn't have gzeros akosuf, so then the halacha would be two edim come and say that Ruvein is ben chusha ben chlutzo, and then Bezdin paskens that he is ben chusha ben chlutzo. So that's the gemar din. So and then edim come and amazim him. So the edim hanizumim would become chloy. How could they become chloy? So Rashi, there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ritvo in Makis. Rashi says, suppose we didn't have Exeros HaKosuf of Asisem Loivul Lizar, so then we would apply Vasisem Loitashazon Vaslochif to Eidim Ben Kush Mechusus. What would we say? That the Eidim, the Eidim Shekhea, become Chlod. Rashi says, if the Eidim are Kehani, so then, without the Exeros HaKosuf, they would become halal. But suppose the edim are not kehanim, then without three kosuf, how could they become halal? And it's very mistaken what Rashi says. Rashi says it in Makis. Ein Emrim. Mid mona bis es is pleni kein. Shu ben grusha. Bi von einen is gar sche ime. Kidem shneilad. Var hol posel. Ein Emrim im husmu wen ke hanim. Ye ose ze ben grusha ben khlusul kein mesh zo. Only wen ke hanim, but if they are not kan without the Gzeres HaKosuf. The whole halishem holol is mishpachas kehanim shenischal. It's not shayach, it doesn't make sense. No sense. The Ritva is chelik. Well, the Ritva has to be explained, it's not our inyan. The Ritva says, if there hadn't been Exeros HaKosuf of Asisem Loivololi Zarei, so then there, on the basis of Kasha Zomam, there could be a psul chlolus even in non-kan. It's, in other words, the only can take effect only in Kehanim Machmas Bias Asures, but Machmas Yidishekah, it can take effect even by non-Kehan Mishpach. Oh, it's another but right. So the question is this: now everybody agrees that by Eidu Ben Kushab Melchlutzo, so we can't apply the Aloha Kashazon Kashosa, because otherwise, so the whole mitzias of Eidi ben Kushab Mechlutz of Azome without the Gzeres HaKosuf could not even be visualized, because If the Azome takes place before Gmardin, so then there is no Gnazom. So when can it take place? If the Azome takes place after Gmardin, before the execution, Mashiach came by Gmardin of Chol. So the Gmardin itself is the execution. What else is there? In other words, there's the execution. So the question is, why do we have to resort to exercise a cause of a system without a Zare? It's always kashos. The answer is, as here is certainly not kashos, because if they are the sheker, so is the need a chol? The only people only thought it was a chol, but klafishmai is galye is not is a kosher. Is the kosher, so it's never kasher also. So then Rabbi so you can have the same kasher. So mainly it's never kasher zomam either. Because kasher zomam means they contemplate to do something that if it had been implemented, it would have been done. But if it is the case that even if the thing they contemplated to do would, even if it had been implemented, it wouldn't really objectively have been implemented. It would only be a mitzvah, just a nice story, a mitzvah shema. So mainly it's not zomam either. So again, why do we have to resort to exercise a kosov of a system level izare? It's never kasher zoso and it's never kasher zoma. The answer is, so we see from this Mishnah that as far as the determination of kasher also is concerned, so it has to be considered from the objective perspective. But as far as the determination of kasher zomam is concerned, it has to be determined not from the objective perspective, but from the subjective perspective. According to the edus and its face, true or not true, we have to assume it's true. We have to assume it's true. So, according subjectively, so it is Zoma. Objectively not. So the same thing is true of Malchus. Malchus, as far as Kasher Zoma and Kasher Osa is concerned, so it's never Osa. Because if it's an Eidi Sheker, so it's not Bifni Bezd. Bezd has no jurisdiction. They don't even have a Halation Bezd. Bezdin has jurisdiction if he did avere, but if he's not chayev, an innocent person, does Bezdin have jurisdiction over every Jew? Bezdin has jurisdiction over certain people. Chayev, certain enesh, so Bezdin has jurisdiction. But if he checker, so Bezdin has no jurisdiction over them. It's not bifnei Bezdin. But then you ask, so it wouldn't be kasher zomam either. The answer is, as far as the determination of kasher zomam is concerned, it has to be made from the subjective perspective. But as far as the determination of loy kasher also is concerned, that has to be made from the objective perspective. All right, that's Rav Chaim Staretz. Now, but then, the Rav Amiri Makis, I don't think that the Meiri Makis had been out at the time, in the days of Reb Chaim, that was found later. So the Rav Amiri Makis mentions the Shitas Rambam, and he explains it differently. Very interesting, differently. He says the Rambam Shiti is that we cannot apply the aloha of kasher zomam loy kasher also the gabi malkes altogether. Because the Gemara, the Mishnah says, "Ein edim zeim nerogin achi gomer adin shar azdukim eimrim achi orik shenema nefesh tachas nefesh." So it's azdukim. So they said just the reverse, that not only kasher also hog is nerogin. It's only nerogin if it's hog. If it's loy hog, just nigmadin it's ein nerogin. Because the Torah says Nefesh Nefesh, Omlem Chachomim Balik Vonema, Vasisan Lake Ashazom Lasis Leochiv, Variochiv Kayo. So the whole aloha of Kazazoma Vulkash also is based upon the fact, because the Torah says that Hazome is only meted out if Ochiv is kaim. If it's August, Ochiv is not kaim. That's Chayach Gabi Mise, but Gabi Malkus is not Chayach. Gabi Malkus is not Chayach. What's Nafkim? That's how the Miri explains the Shite of the Rambam. It's a very good explanation. So what's Nafkimine, the practical Nafkimine, between the Miri's explanation of the Rambam and Reb Chaim's explanation of the Rambam? The practical Nafkimine would be in regard to Goles. By Goles, there is a special aloche that Einemrim, Midim onu bishpleini shuchayev ligleis, Einemrim yigles et achtof, elaleika aboi. Alika aboi. All right, so you could say, so you really couldn't mention that nafkimine because it's not relevant, because there is aloche that the whole inish of kashazomam does not apply to goles altogether. So the nafkimine would be if there hadn't been exeras hakosuf, or if exeras hakosuf that by goles it doesn't apply. Well, how do we know that ain't no imrim me that who yigle tachtov, him yigle tachtov, minan emile, omar ish lokish, doma kro, who yonu salacha saorim, who will is even? Who is it? It's like it's a sakos. Just to have a sakos, the gavi, goshim lachlutze, as simli lizare, so who ya have a sakos of who will is even? So it's a sakos, so mele it's not negeye, but it is still negeye. It is still ever. There is a machlekes rishen. The goles in Emrim, case of the Edim Nasen Zenim, the Edim on a bish plane, Shu Ben Grusho Ibn Achluzo. In Emrim Yos is a Ben Grusho Ibn Achluzo Tachto. A leka aboy, me Edim on a bish plane, Shu Chayev Ligleis, in Emrim Yigles a Tachto, a leka aboy. So Malkus he gets. What's the Malkus? What is the Machayev of Malkus? Is the Malkus, the Machayev of Malkus, like any other love? Luisane. Lisane Berecho. So, but you'll ask, but Lisane is lafshim b'maise, but here there is Malkus for Lisane. Lisane is an exception. Or the Malkus is this, that the Machayev we say is because of Lisane. So then, the Machayev is the love. Like eating nevela, love. And memele, if they apply even without a zom. Suppose, hazome means only if two mezim say monoism. But suppose, let's say, ligaber tzich, two edim will testify that Ruvin killed Shimon. And then Shimon will and Bezdin will be Gimadin. Ruven Lemis, then without Edim coming to Bezdin and saying Imono Yisem to the Edim who testified that Ruven killed Shimon, but Shimon will surprise everybody and will show up in Bezdin. Bo-Gradov. So we know each other. We know each other, but there is no Azome, so it's a Gemara. There is no Inish of Azome. Inish of Azome is only when it's Nikrash for Hagodes Eidus. But if it's Nikrash because Bohog Raglov Shimon showed up in Bezdin, then there is no Inish of Azome. But if, now, so suppose meidim onu bishpleini shu chayev ligleis. Why is a chayev ligleis? Because they'll specify Ruvein killed Shimon b'sheyek. They were on a forest together and they was chopping wood. So then it fell, a branch fell upon Shimon and killed Shimon. And then no idim amazmen. But then Shimon would show up and best. He's alive. So we know that it's not true. Will he get Malkus or not? So according to the Rishonim, the Tleike Aboyim, the Malkus is, has nothing to do with the Parsha of Kasher Zoma. It's Malkus like for eating Nevele, for eating Treif. So it doesn't make any difference how Bez knows that the Eidim are really Sheker. Whether they know it through Azome or they know it because Bohol Baragos. What difference does it make? But if we say, but the Arishenim who say no, that the Mechayev is not Lisane. For Lisane there is no Malkus because it's a Lafshein B'mais. But the Malkus is because of the Parsha of Kasher Zoma. But less Kasher Zoma, but it's not Kasher Zoma last Lachi. The answer, that's the Gzeros HaKosov. That the Kasher Zoma is fulfilled not in an inexact way. We have something like that in case of Baskein Shezinso. So the Alochi is, if he Baskein and Aruse is Mizane, Baskein is Mizane, so then she gets safe, but he doesn't get safe, he gets chenek. He gets chenek. So Mele. So the question is, suppose the Eidim are Anizim, they testified that one was Mizanev Baskein and Aruse. So then the Anizim, so what image do the Eidim get? The Mise that they try to be Mechayev, the Baskein or the Mizanev, the Baal? So the Alochi is Leochi v'lo Lachis. But there is no doubt that when Bezdin meets out the Inish of Leochi, so it's meted out al Pedin Ligabe the Zomam against the Baal too. So that even though it's not Mamish the same way, they wanted to meet out Chenek or Skile. I mean, it all depends. I mean, when according to the Eidim, the Avera was done, so, and to the Ochiv, and they get Chenek, but it's considered the fulfillment of the Zomam lay, I mean, the Zomam, I mean, in the country, I mean, he doesn't get the Ochiv le'achese, so he'll get Chenek or Skile, not Tzreife. So, but it will be considered the fulfillment of Kasher Zomam to the Baskein also. So maybe here the Gzeres HaKosuf is that when Eidim say Mid Monu Bishplin Shmiku Shumir Chlutzo, or that he's Chayev Goles, so then he gets Malkus, he doesn't get Goles, they don't become Halolim, but this is in lieu of the Zomam Lasloch. But in case of Og Baraglof, you won't get Malkus. So there is a Machlekes Rishenim on that. Some Mele, called the Loshna Rambam is that it's not for Lisani, but it's for the Parsha of Hazome. The Mele, in the case of Bohor Baraglof, they wouldn't get Malkus. The Loshna Rambam indicates that way. Rambam Pirkhof Mechasidis Alocha Ches says, Eidim Sheyidu Alechot V'yoshiyu Resha Sheyim V'loi Malkes V'loi Mise V'loi Chiv Momen V'hakach Rizmu Harelu Leikin Afal Pishalui Zomimu Lahalkeze V'loi Lechai V'momen Kisad Yidu Alkeen Shehu Cholol Kigein Sheyidu Bifoneinu nizgar shoyime oynechlitzo bimokim pleini biyim pini vihuzmu harin ein leikin vichayni me yidu al odom shohag bishgogo vihuzmu leikin leingelin heyidu al sheire ze shohag hanefesh vihuzmu harin leikin vimishalmen sakifer So the Gemara mentions only four cases, but then the Rambam says, So the Rambam limits it to Abodvo. If it had been on the basis of Lisane, it's not to be limited to Abodvo. But any case of Eidi Sheker, why does he limit it to Abodvo? Kach kibul hachomim, sheshnaim, sheyoshio es hatzadik, ויצדיקו את הרושה בידוסון, ובו עידם אחרים ויזימו, ויצדיקו את הצדיק וירשיעו את הרושה, הרי עידים הורישנים ליקים, אף על פי שלא ירשיעו הצדיק להרקסי, אבל אם יעידו עליו, שאוכל בוסו בחולו ושלא השטנס, הרי ליקים, משום שנמה ועשיסם לקשר זמן. All right. So, anyway, it's a מחלקת רשיינים. Some Rishonim say that the Malkus Baidi Goles and Baidi Kushafutso is mitzad the parsha of Kasher Zomam, even though it's not realized the exact way they contemplate it. So it's like Lo Achiv LaAcheise, so it's considered the fulfillment even Ligab Acheise too, by meeting out the Einish they contemplated against the Achiv, against the Achiv. And some Rishonim say, no, it's mitzad, mitzad lisane. Some mele, it's nafkimine, it'd be another nafkimine. I said, what's the nafkimine between Reb Chaim's explanation and the Rambam? That it, because it's never kasher zama. It's like Beid ben Kushub ben Chlutso. It's never kasher zama. Because if they are really sheker, so they are not halalim. I mean, they just, people thought they are halalim. So here too, they didn't get malchus, because malchus by definition doesn't mean malchus. It means v'nikla achicha lifnei bezn. It wasn't nikla achicha lifnei bezn. It's before three strangers, three Jews, not bezn. Some mele, it's never kasher also. It's never kasher also. It's never kasher also by Eidi malchus. How would it be by Idigolus? So they get Malkus. And according to some Rishonim, the Malkus involves a kium, a fulfillment of Kasher Zomam Vaslach, even though it's not the exact way they contemplated. They contemplated an Einish of Golus against the Nidin. And what they get is an Einish of Malkus. So this is in lieu of the Einish of Kasher Zomam. It's in lieu of. Suppose two Eidim would testify that Reuven killed Shimon B'sheilik, and Bezdin Sanhedrin would begin a Dinei Ligolus. And then he went to Golus. He went to Golus. After he had been in Golus, in the Orem Miklat, for a long time, two Eidim show up and Amazmin. So, the Eidim certainly couldn't get Malkus. The Eidim certainly couldn't get Malkus. That's out of, I mean, couldn't get Golus, out of the question. Who Yonus? Who will I save him? So he couldn't get Golus. But they get Malkus. Eleka Aboim. According to the Rishonim who say, Eleka Aboim is because of Lisane. So it doesn't make any difference. Zomam also. Even by Hobo Raglof, he would get Malkus. Mashenkin, according to Rishonim, that the Malkus is not because of the love of Lisane, but the Malkus is because of the parsha of Kasher Zomam. But even though the Einish that they will get will not be the same Einish that they contemplated to meet out against the Nidin, but that will be in lieu of it. But if according to Reb Chaim's Teretz and Rambam, that the reason as to why by Malkus, so we don't apply the law of Kazon Kashosa, because it's never Kashosa. Because if the Eidim are the Shekels, on the Mele, it's not Niklo Chicholinech. But by Malkus, it is kasher. By Goles, it is kasher. Goles does not require bifnei bezdin. So it's like mis. Some mele, and assuming that the Malkus is in lieu of kasher zomam, but in other words, even though the Kasher Zoma is realized not in the exact way, but as the Gzeres HaKosov, some mele we have to apply the halacha of Kasher Zoman veloy Kasher Oso. If the Azoma takes place against the Edi Goles after he went to the Nidin, went to the Miklot, so he doesn't even get Malkus either. But according to the merest explanation of Rambam, the reason as to why by Malkus we don't apply the halacha of Kasher Zoman veloy Kasher Oso is not because it's never Kasher Oso, but the time is because the whole halacha of Kasher Zoman veloy Kasher Oso only applies to Mise where the Ochiv is not Kayam. But in case of an Einesh where the Ochiv is Kayam, then there is no Gzeres HaKosuv of Kasher Zoman veloy Kasher Oso. So here is also Ochiv Kayam. Here is also a kind, so you'll be able to get Malkus. So that will be big nafkamine, whether we say, like the Primeki explains the Rambam, or like the Miri explains the Rambam. All right. Now, I would like to point out one thing. The Rivor says, Reidim Zeinim, Pirish Rivo, da filu shilim al pi Reidim Zeinim, Chayorim, de lishaya bimomin kasher zomam, veloi kasher oso, def shebhazor. So the first thing is, why does the Rivo and the Ri discuss it here? Here it's only agavuch, it's not the yin of the Zeinim. You should have mentioned that in Marcus, that's the place. Why here? Just because you mentioned it in Zeinim. So he discusses it, it's not relevant here. The answer is, and that's mentioned in the Betis, the Rivor deduced the Raya that by Ibn Zeimimin we don't apply the Aloha of Kasoma Kashoso, because Rebchia mentions it among the Chavdala Dovis Nizikin, so the Kashi is, and some Rishenim in Shunk Betis says the Kashi. How can Ibn Zeimimin be mentioned as one as a mazik? In view of the fact that there is aloha kasher zom kasher oso, so in the kashe many rishonim assumed like Rabbi Noson holds it alibi the emes that if shilim al pi Ibn Zeimimin, so then there is no chiyuv of kasher zom by Ibn Zeimimin. Even though it's a Shabchazorah, but it's still considered also, even though it's a Shabchazorah. So the question is, how, all right, all the other mazikin, Ganev, Gazlan, Enes, Mifat, is a mazik, it was Mechasa moment. But here, by the Mzeim Monefshach, the only case where it was Mechasa moment, if you already shilem, then they were Mechasa moment. But if already shilem, then there is no chiyuv of the Mzeim. So when is the Achil of Yisraelim? Lo Yishilem. So he's not a mazik, he's only a machshov, an attempt to be a mazik. Why does Reb Chiya mention it in Zinim in the moment of Tal of Yisraelim? Monefshach. If it's Lacha Shishilem, there is no Achil of Yisraelim. Kedim Shishilem, what kind of a mazik is he? He's not a mazik altogether. So Rabbi Noson says Kedim Shishilem, but he's still considered a mazik. The fact that he tried, but the Rivor and the Ri don't take a proof of that arts. In other words, if we are going to assume that in case of Shilim there is no Inish of Azome, some melee Reb Chiya couldn't mention him among the Chavdal of Nizik. The fact that Reb Chiya mentions it among the Chavdal of Nizik indicates that there is a Ri of Azome. Even after Shishilim, then there is a Chisom. So that's why they mention a deer. So the question, not in Marcus, because in Marcus they have no raya. They have a raya to a din in Marcus, to a certain aloch in Marcus, from this Gemara, but from Marcus they have no raya. That's why they both mention a deer. Now, so there is the Rivo and the Ri agree. But the Rivor says that the reason as to why I feel shilim is mishalim is because it's never also. is still Zaman, because Efshe b'Chazal, in other words, also means if it's irreversibly also. But suppose it's also, but it's reversible, then it's not also. And the V says another time, not because it's reversible, so mele it's not also. Even if it's reversible, it still is also. But the reason is because Gabi Momein is Einshim Nadi. Is Einshim Nadi. I think that the Rivo and the Ri discuss two separate Mechayim. The Gemara says, let's see the Gemara in Makis. Otherwise, the whole Gemara is difficult. All the Shani mention exerts Hakosu, even though the expression is not spelled out in the Gemara. Kasha is the one of the Kasha was. All the Shani mention it, so we can accept it. All the Shani mention it. So the research exerts Hakosu of Kasha Zomam Loi Kasha Rosso. Then the Gemara has a whole Sugye, Einshim Nadin, in Einshim Nadin. Why discuss whether Einshim Nadin or Einshim Nadin? There is a cost of Kasha Zomu le Kasha Rosso. So there is no Kasha. The Gemara says the reason is why Hogin Rogin, because Einshim Nadin. And suppose Einshim Nadin. But here there is a cost of Kasha Zomu le Kasha Rosso. So what do we say? The reason of there is a cost of Kasha Zomu le Kasha Rosso. So why do all the Rishonim mention Kasha Zomu v'Kasha Rosso? All the Rishonim mention it. Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, Ramban, Ritvo, all mention it. So that is very strange. So why does anymore have to resort to Einshim Nadin? The answer is, it's a question of two Mechayim. First of all, there is the Mechayim of Zoma. Zoma. So in the case some mele, we have to resort to exerts Hakosuf of Kasha Zoma and Kasha Rosso, because if there hadn't been exerts Hakosuf of Kasha Zoma and Kasha Rosso, so every time two Eidim testify that Reuven is Chayev Mise, and then Bezdin is Ginnam Din and Reuven le Mise, and then Bezdin has him executed, and then Eidim after the execution, Eidim Amazim, so the Eidim Hanizumim should be Chayev Mise Mitzad the Zoma. But what you'll say is already also. So what is already also? Yes, Bechor Mosaimon. In other words, the execution wipes out the conspiracy. The conspiracy is still there, in spite of the fact that it was already implemented. So it is implemented. The implementation of a conspiracy wipes out the conspiracy. Meirateis, that wouldn't be reasonable at all. So there should be a chiyuv. There should be a chiyuv mise for the conspiracy, for the zoma. So we have exerts Hakosuf. Whenever the conspiracy is implemented, they are not chayev mise for the conspiracy. Kasha Zoma or Kashos. What's the time? Don't ask any questions. It's exos Hakosuf. Kasha Zoma or Kashos. You want them to be chayev for conspiring to kill the Nidin? If the conspiracy was already implemented, they are not chayev mise for the conspiracy, for the Zoma. But then, if the halacha had been Einshim Nadin, so then we could deduce the Kal Vachomer that there should be another mechayev. They also not for the conspiring to kill him, but for killing him, for implementing the conspiracy. So if we said, so the question was, all the Rishonim mention is special Gzeiros HaKosuf. kasher zoman velo kasher oso. So why does the Gemara have to have recourse to the whole lomdes of an ancient adin? Let's say ancient adin. There is a cause of kasher zoman velo kasher oso finished. No kashers. The answer is that two mechayev. One mechayev is the zoman. So, and every time when it's orgu, so yesh b'chol mosai mono, so the implementation of the zomam does not wipe out the zomam. The zomam is still there, but it was implemented. So let them be chayiv misa for the zomam. So we have exeris hakosuf. There is no chayiv misa for the zomam if the zomam was already implemented. There is exeris hakosuf, all the she mentioned. But then there's another kash. True, he cannot be mechuyev mise for the zomam. Let him be mechuyev mise for the avere of the osa. The osa. Why? Because the kalachim. If the avere of zomam to kill is mechayev mise, the avere of osa to kill. Certainly, Shabbat Misa. So then we say in ancient Adin. So that means that these two separate questions. So you can't ask, why does the Gemara have to resort to the Allah?